bird medicine. If we're in search of health from nature, we usually look for healing plants and wild fungi. However, our ancestors also cured their ailments using metals, precious stones, various natural materials, such as droppings, and also birds. And why not? Birds are striking, ubiquitous, beautiful. We enjoy their song, and according to our ancestors, they also have healing powers. Some beautiful proof of this was left to us by the educated abbess Hildegarda of Bingen in her 12th century book, Bird Medicine. Hildegarda carefully divides birds up according to their natural character into moist or dry and warm or cold species. The swan, for example, is cold and moist, while the kingfisher is warm and moist. The nightingale, warm and dry, and the hen is cold and dry. Although this classification may seem strange to us, it is related to the ancient doctrine of the four elements, which is reflected in the theory of the four human humours: blood, phlegm, yellow bile, black bile. Each of these humours has certain qualities. Blood, for example, is warm and moist. In a healthy person, all these humours are in balance. However, if this harmony is disrupted, the requisite qualities need to be supplied through medication and regimens, thus restoring the humours to their natural balance.